I have with me Dr. David Anderson. He is a pastor, author, and host of the TV/radio show Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. He also has a brand new podcast called Patchwork. And we're going to tell you how to get to listen to Dr. David's show and all of his good stuff that's going on there. I wanted to talk to the pastor about different things here. Pastor Anderson, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, sir. How are you today?
All is well. I appreciate you being here. I got to ask you about the breaking news of Jussie Smollett is now being set free, and his case has been, his files have been sealed. What do you think about all that?
It sounds a little fishy to me, sir. Doesn't it sound that way to you, Jesse?
100%.
The fact that you can have the kind of lawyers to get you out of stuff. If it was me, they'd sell me down the river. I don't have that kind of money. But it seems if you have enough money, you can get out of stuff pretty good.
And some people suspecting that Big Mama Michelle and other politicians and other got involved with this to get him off as well.
Yeah, I don't see any evidence of that. And that doesn't seem like Michelle Obama's character. Now, there may be other people who may have worked for them that have made phone calls and things of that sort. That sounds like a Chicago thing, but I wouldn't want to just put Michelle Obama's name on that. I think, again, I hate to tell when somebody's guilty or not guilty when I don't have all the evidence, but it just seems to me that it should not be sealed. Something's going on, Jesse. What do you think?
Absolutely. Something going on. I wasn't surprised that he got off.
You weren't?
Because if you notice, but if you notice, most black people are not a moral people anymore. They don't believe in God. And whenever other black people do wrong, they seem to support wrongdoing rather than stand up for what is right. So I'm not, and because this guy is black and he's a homosexual, he accused white people. I'm not real surprised that he got off.
See, I am surprised because I don't see black people getting off all the time at all. I think it's a money issue. And yeah, I wouldn't say that most black people are immoral. We might have to disagree on that. I think people in general, red, black, white, green, whatever color you want, they can be pretty screwed up because of sin in their life. So I wouldn't want to put it on black folk.
But you do agree that most black people are leading the way to destruction. They're not. Ever since that phony civil rights movement thing happened, black people fell into a fallen state and they have never recovered. And it wasn't like that prior to the so-called civil rights movement. You do agree to that, right?
I'm not sure if I would agree that we lead the way in that. I mean, we may have to disagree on that.
And why?
Unless you want to say, white people led the way because of slavery and because of hanging people like you and me.
I was never hanged. They didn't hang me.
Yeah, but they hung your ancestors.
No, they did not.
They didn't?
Uh-uh.
So you don't have nobody in your lineage that has ever been abused by white slavery?
I do remember a situation, but most of the abuse have come from other black people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I believe that you can have abuse from black people. I believe that.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's not intellectually honest.
What's not intellectually
honest? Black people have led an immoral culture and white people have not. I don't think that's honest.
I'm not saying that some white people have not and are not immoral, but for the black community, most black people are immoral. Is it immoral to have... Isn't it more that between 73 and 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock to black women who are citizens of this country? Is that immoral?
That's a real problem. It can be immoral if people are just having babies out of wedlock, whether it's Hispanics or whites or blacks.
So is it more that 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock?
It could be. It depends on that 77%. But I'm not going to say all babies that are born out of wedlock is immoral.
Is it immoral that babies that are born out of wedlock, is it immoral for babies to be born out of wedlock?
Well, Jesus was born out of wedlock. Was that immoral?
Is it immoral for black babies to be born out of wedlock?
Not all of them. I wouldn't say that.
So there are times to have babies out of wedlock, and it's not an immoral thing?
Look at Jesus.
Is it time for black babies to, there is a time for black babies to be born out of wedlock, and you would say that that's not immoral?
I would say it's immoral to have sex outside of marriage, and then if you have children out of wedlock, that's not the sin. The sin is having sex outside of marriage. So is it immoral then if a woman decides to have a baby because she was immoral making the decision, then she got pregnant? Are you telling me that it's immoral for her to have the baby, or would it be immoral for her to kill the baby through abortion?
Repeat that. I'm sorry. Repeat that question again.
The immoral act is not having the baby out of wedlock. The immoral act is having sex outside of marriage. Now, if the person gets pregnant, okay, it's not immoral for them to give birth to the child. It's immoral if they kill the child. So you can't say that women having babies out of wedlock is immoral, but you can say that having sex outside of wedlock is immoral.
It's immoral.
Otherwise, you got to look at all the scriptures of the women that have given babies who weren't married.
It's like immoral. It's immoral to have sex out of wedlock, and it's immoral to have babies out of wedlock.
So what do you do? Abort them?
You wait until you get married to even have sex.
Right, but are you saying that she should abort the baby if she's pregnant?
What I'm saying is that she should wait until she get married. A decent woman would wait until she get married to have sex.
And a decent man would as well. But my point is, if they already break that rule for whatever reason, are you saying that it's immoral for her to go ahead and have the baby?
No, it's evil to have an abortion. But
it's immoral to have the child.
It's immoral to have sex out of wedlock. It's evil to have an abortion.
So what about having the child?
And the child that's born out of wedlock is a more immoral act as well. It shows that the woman has no character.
So you either have to be evil and have an abortion, or be immoral and have the child.
Well, you're immoral for having a child out of wedlock, and then you're evil for killing a child in the womb. But I want to ask, you agree with that, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? How long have you been a pastor?
27 years.
All right. And were you called by God?
I was.
What's your radio show about?
So Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson is a show that tries to build bridges across different racial divides, different political divides. As an independent, I can be swinging liberal one day, swinging conservative the other day. I'm just trying to find that middle ground.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not easy. You know, sometimes I might disagree with you, and the other times I'm like, yeah, I agree with you on that one, Jesse. So it's just going to depend. But I have Marriage Mondays, Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, Theological Thursdays, and then Open Phone in Fridays here in the nation's capital. Anything you want to talk to me about during the afternoon drive, that's me. The name of the show is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Right on. And as a preacher, you're saying that Jesus was born out of wedlock?
I'm saying that when Jesus was conceived, Mary and Joseph were not married.
And what's your point? Are you saying he was born out of wedlock?
Well, if Mary and Joseph finally did get married, then he wouldn't have been born out of wedlock. But Hagar, for instance, was born out of wedlock because of what happened in her life. And what I'm saying is, if you just say that a woman who is impregnated, but she's not married, I'm not really trying to argue that women should get impregnated. So let me make it clear. I'm not trying to say that women should be impregnated when they're not married. I'm just saying that when you kind of have a broad brush comment that basically says all women that are having children out of wedlock are immoral, or
they
maybe
are
evil, I think that's too strong.
They are immoral. These women who are having these babies out of wedlock are immoral women. They are not decent women. But I want to go back.
We can disagree on that.
I want to go back. Are you saying that Jesus was born out of wedlock because Joseph didn't have sex with her?
Was Joseph married to Jesus when Jesus was born?
Are you saying that Jesus was born out of wedlock because Joseph didn't have sex with her?
I'm saying that they were betrothed to be married, right? Joseph did not have sex with her.
I just want to get that
yes,
comment
right.
clear. Are you saying Jesus was born out of wedlock Because Joseph didn't have sex with her?
Because they were not officially married, but they were betrothed to be married when she was with child.
And so was Jesus born out of wedlock?
The question is, was Joseph and Mary?
I know you made that statement. I just want to be clear about the statement you made. Are you saying Jesus was born out of wedlock?
No.
Oh, you're not. But you did say that, right?
If you can. Well, earlier I did say that. But the question is, how do you see marriage in that scripture? For instance, in that day, hang on, let me finish. In that day, when they were betrothed to be married, some would see that as marriage. Others would see that as engagement. So it depends on how you want to interpret that. But my point is not simply that he's born in wedlock or out of wedlock. My point is, do you demonize Mary because she was not married when she was impregnated?
My concern is, why would you bring up or even say that Jesus was born out of wedlock when we were talking about these immoral women who are having these babies out of wedlock? What does one have to do with the other?
Calling all women immoral for having a child out of wedlock is something I don't agree with.